From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. With a black and biracial man and a white woman on the two major presidential tickets, this election will go down as one of the most unusual and dynamic in history. Regardless of the outcome, how has this race changed the political landscape of America? Today, we take a look at how the race has changed the fortunes of Republicans, particularly black Republicans, and the GOP at large. Next week, we'll take a look at the Democrats. For a bit of big picture, we've got Regina Freer and Associate Professor of Politics at Occidental College in Los Angeles. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
So, what do you think this race has done for or against the GOP?
Well, two things. One is, if the polls are correct and Obama does, in fact, secede to the presidency, I think there's several things that have to be considered. One is that the Republicans' relationship to the African-American community has gone from, unfortunately, bad to worse. And the fortunes and the way in which the Republican Party is going to be able to recapture the small percentage of the African-American vote that did go Republican is going to become an even greater challenge. And I think part of the reason is because Obama has actually spoken pretty directly to black Republican issues. And black Republican issues are not that distinct from all Republican voters. That is, there are two wings. There are social conservatives and religious conservatives, and there are fiscal conservatives. And in a time of economic crisis, Obama is talking about fiscal responsibility. And so he's speaking directly to fiscal conservatives.
We have different bloggers come on our show, and so we had a sort of mini roundtable on black conservatives and Republicans and talked to one person who said he was a fiscal conservative and going for Obama, another person who said national security was his top issue and he was going for McCain. So that speaks to some of what you're talking about. What about appointees? You know, we've seen these top appointees, including Condoleezza Rice and Colin Powell, as secretaries of state. Do you think a McCain administration would appoint a high-profile or several high-profile black Americans?
I think it's possible. We haven't seen a lot of evidence of closeness in terms of advisors who are African-American for McCain. So within his camp, the diversity is somewhat lacking. And so who he would be able to pull from his stable in order to do that is an open question. Bush, we knew coming in, was very close to Condoleezza Rice. And so that was something that was not a surprise necessarily. So we don't necessarily see that in the McCain camp. So I think it's an open question.
The GOP is also expected to lose seats in Congress. How will that affect the big picture?
Well, that actually may work in the favor of the Republicans because everything that happens will be laid at the feet of Democrats. And so I think Republicans will, in fact, lay in waiting and wait for mistakes. And because of the uncertain economic times, that there are invariably going to be some mistakes made because people can't foretell the future. And so I think that the Republicans may, in fact, be able to capitalize and benefit off of the fact that this is a Republican Congress, I mean, a Democratic Congress and a Democratic, presumably, president.
When you think about the issues, you talked about fiscal conservatism. There's certain issues that may appeal to Republican voters, including black Republicans, but what about tactics? You know, you've seen a lot of celebrity appeals by the Obama campaign to younger voters. What tactics might the Republican Party use to try to attract new voters or crossover voters?
Well, if we're talking about new or crossover African-American voters in particular, it's going to be a challenge because young voters as a whole, I think, are really changing the landscape of this election. And they will do so also for African-Americans, that we will have – Obama has energized more young African-American voters. And so how can the Republican Party attract those voters to itself when, in fact, they came into the system because of Obama? It's a huge challenge for the Republican Party. Immigration may be an issue, but once again, for younger voters, that's not playing. The immigration issue is not hitting them in the same way that it is hitting more mature African-American voters. So it's a huge challenge.
Well, Professor, great to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
That was Professor Regina Freer. She is Associate Professor of Politics at Occidental College in Los Angeles, and she joined us in our studios here at NPR West.